guy. Don't forget the
Yeah, you have onion ring sticks over there. Please take. We have free. They sent us complimentary baklava. I think that's baklava, whatever that is there. Yeah.
Where's your plum?
It's like corn dogs or something. What?
Where's your plum? Sum
sum. Oh. Okay, so I put in the advertising. It says kachim by akum by a goy. But I started working through the sugya, and I realized you can't even touch it by first talking about something I can't believe we didn't even talk about yet. We never talked about shechita. Through everything we did in Kachim, over a year of Kachim, we haven't spoken about Shechita. So, Yeah. Maybe it's not Kachim, that's why we never spoke about it, right? I might have doubled up on my stapling hair. I think this feels better. Okay. So, let's talk about Shechita. Tonight is dedicated to the Avodas HaShechita. To understand what Shechita is all about. What does the line mean? You'll see in the Gemara, the line, Avoda Lav Shechita.
Shechita lav avoda.
What?
This is not a goyim shir.
It's a hakdama to goyim. Hakdama to nyone goyim. That's a year series to do. Goyim in the eyes of halacha.
Goyim in what?
Goyim in the eyes of halacha.
Oh,
there's so much to do. There's so little time. All right. Okay. Avodas hashchita. Here we go. Zvachim chavtes amid beis. Start with the Mishnah. You have clear and easy Mayer Makomos tonight because it's funny. I was limited with what I could do with the Mayer Makomos. So I couldn't cut and paste. I ended up finding out that it's much simpler this way. Give you a whole page. I underline where we need to learn from. I guess still like a mensch instead of flipping all over the place. All right, here we go. Zvachim chav tes amabes. You see over here, zeh klal. Okay, this is zeh klal. Kol ha-shochet va-mekabel va-mahalech va-zorek lechol davar shtark lechol lahak davar shtark lahakdir. Kazayas, if you do any of those things, a kazayas of it, chutzlin komo, pasul ve-ein bokaris. But if you have in mind chutzlis mano, it's going to be pigol v'chayiv in alav karis, and it only works bilvad sheyakri v'matir k'mitzos. As long as the matir was done appropriately, it's got to be. If it's all done wrong, there's no pigol. It's got to be everything. It's got to be the perfect storm for pigol to kick in. So, what are these matirim that need to be in place? Shachat v'shtik. Let's do the shechita properly, the kabbalah properly, the halacha properly, the zrika properly. Okay, it mentions in the list there the shechita. So you see in the context of pigul, you need all four avodas hamatir in the korban to be done properly. One of the four is shechita, which then brings us to the overarching question of this entire shir that everyone discusses in context of shechita. Is shechita something intrinsic to the avoda, or is it just there like behemas chulin? Is it intrinsic to the avoda, or is it like shechting a behemas chulin, like a stam animal needs shechita? So the matir, the next stage of kachim, the eating of kachim, so it's not, aver min achai or whatever, or nevela, so we have what's called shechita, but it's nothing, maybe it's nothing more. That's what we have to analyze. And that's what Yanki was saying at the beginning. Maybe we didn't touch it because it's not a kachim topic. So if you look, Rashi says this in many places. I gave you one, striking one, is Rashi Yud Gimel Amid Beis. It's the next side, underlying. I think I stick to the Amar Makom, it's always like this. Very simple, look how easy. So... Wow. All right, so Rashi says, you see underlined in the bottom?
Right.
Bishlama komets. Mefagel dahainu kishochet. By kamitza, there could be pigol, and it's just like shchita. Shemotzi dam, which takes out the blood. Shuhu chelik gavoa min abasar. It's the elevated part of the flesh. Vahabasar shirayim heim avze hifrish komet oshiran. The main point here, he says at the beginning of Rashi, is that just as you could do kamitza, pigol by kamitza, there's a problem of pigol. Why? Mishum shehu kishochet. What does that mean? Because it's motzi the dam. What the shechita does, it's motzi the dam. Rashi's getting to you at a purpose of what, according to Rashi, is the function of shechita when it comes to kachim. It's to be motzi the dam. I'll bring you another Rashi as a raya. Look at Rashi on Yoma Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Mitzvah lemerak, kidei lahotzi es adam yafe. You have this idea called mirak in the Gemara. How do you achieve it? How do you squeeze it? How do you take care of the animal? You do it in order so that the blood comes out nicely.
However.
Yes, go for it, please.
The mirika and shechita, the Gemara and Zvachim goes back and forth with it. They're the same thing.
Are they the same or not?
It goes on and on.
But if you take the Lashon of Rashi about this being Motzi the Dam, and you take it to the Rashi from before, you see that Rashi's getting at the main function of shechita is to be able to get the blood out. It's a hecha timsa to get the blood out from Rashi. It's birur hadam shehua gavoa, which he said before. That was the exact lashon of Rashi. To get to the blood, you need to sprinkle blood in the mizbeach. What gets you the blood? The shechita prepares the blood. So what's the nafkamina of viewing it that way? Either way, you're going to need shechita, right? What's right. The nafkamina of viewing it that way? So, have your shach. Your idea.
She wouldn't be allowed to eat some of the kabbalahs without...
What?
You couldn't eat some of the kabbalahs.
But maybe that's just like kulin. So what's this about here? So the shach in the Nakudas HaKesef, okay, on the side of Yoredeya, Simen Chaf Dalid, Sif Katan Hay, or on Simen Hay. He says like this, Aval. He says like this. He gives you a nafkamina over here. The nafkamina would be by shchitas kochim, since it's to sprinkle the blood, shchitas gistera, which is good by chulin, it's not going to be good by kochim. Why? We'll talk about shchitas gistera is. Because what happens is the blood gets nivla b'behema. The blood gets stuck a little bit in the behema. Okay, it's not going to help. The blood gets stuck. So a special type of shchita, shchitas gistera, was this? Do you remember what shchitas gistera is from the Gemara? I forgot what shchitas gistera is. It. Oh, I should remember this. I was in chul in the whole sugya of shchitas gistera.
I have chul in the Gemara called gistera. Shchitas gistera.
Oh, it's when you shech the entire shchitas gistera is when you cut the entire mafrekes.
Oh,
which is yeah. Yeah, hayashochit v'chotach kol hamafrekes gonna be kshera. It's going to be kosher.
Sorry, can you define mafrekes?
In other words, you went through.
You went all the way through the full simonim. You went through the neck in full simonim.
Whatever's in the back of it.
Yeah, you got the whole bag. You got to cut right through the whole bag.
Doctor, you know, the thing behind this simonim.
Totally beheaded?
What?
Totally beheaded.
Is my frekis all the way beheaded?
No.
Second.
Was you just cut
your whatever that
I think it's the back of the no, back of the head. Hold on.
In other words, you kept on going. You didn't stop at the simonim.
Frekis, Hebrew. Let's see here. Okay, Mafrekis. Oh, you spell check me here. Mafrekis, let me spell check. Just leave it be.
The spine? No.
Neck bone.
Oh.
Mafrekis is the neck bone. Okay, chulin daf chav. Chulin daf chav is the main sugya. Nishpura mafrekis, the roiv basar ima.
Top of the spine.
Yeah. Okay. So the Nakudas HaKesef says that's going to be good by chulin, but not going to be good by kochim. That's fabulous. It makes perfect sense. Because if we're saying the whole vort in Rashi for why you do shchita by kochim is to be able to get the blood out for the avodas hadam, that's the whole purpose of shchita. If that's the case, then it makes perfect sense, this nafkamina of the Nakudas HaKesef for the shach. Because you're not shchita's gistro, where you're cutting the whole mafrekes, the blood gets saturated into the body somehow, whatever the mechanics are, but the blood can't come out. And since the blood can't come out, that's going to be, Lefi Rashi, that's a flaw in a nafkamina between shchitas kochim and shchitas chulin. Okay, that's one nafkamina. Okay, got it?
No.
Rashi understands what's the purpose of shchita by kochim. The purpose of shchita by kochim is to be able to motzi the dam, so you have it ready for the blood avoda. That's what Rashi just said. Rashi said straight inside. So that gives you a huge nafkamina between Shechitas Chulin and Shechitas Kachim. By Shechitas Chulin, Shechitas Gistra is going to be fine. So what? Some blood gets caught inside. Who cares? But by Kachim, where the whole purpose is to be Motzi the Dam, which Rashi argued, then that Shechitas is going to be no good. That's the nafkamina brought by the Nekudas HaKesef, by the Shach. Okay? Very nice nafkamina. Now, you have the next sugya, is the sugya in Sota.
So the only purpose of Shechita here is...
That's what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying the purpose of Shechita, Rashi defines as to be Motzi the Dam. Otherwise, it's the same thing as Chulin. So Rashi over here on Sota Yud Dalet Amid Beis. If you look first the Gemara, Sota Yud Dalet Amid Beis, the bottom. I have it bracketed off. Easy and everything. Look at this.
Right.
Simple, right? Simple's always the best.
Easy way.
Go back to basics. So the Gemara says here.
Why the change this week?
Computer I just was at a computer that didn't have, it was Windows XP, so I didn't have the clipper. I lost my clipper, and I was using a computer that didn't have Adobe Photoshop, so I couldn't on HebrewBooks.org snapshot the pages. And I was on a page that didn't have internet, wireless internet, so I couldn't use my iPad. So we had desperate situations. Call for just printing out the Gemara itself and underlining with a pen.
Something
like a 60, like a 90. Right, like back in the... It was back in the 90s. It was back to 2003. 2005. Okay. So, Sota Daf Yudalad Mabez. Sota Daf Yudalad Mabez says, on the bottom, Minalan de Keal Mishmeinim, in Nosno Toch Klisharis, you put the blood into the Klisharis, Umakacho be Klisharis, and sanctify the Klisharis. Four lines from the bottom. So, Lama Liha, why do you need that? Kitcha Chadazimna, you already were Makadish. The blood was already Makadish. Right? Where was the blood Makadish? Mistama when you did the shechita. Mekachelei chad azimna. Mita dehavei adam. Afagav dekishe sakin mitzar behema. Even though the sakin is mekadesh. Sakin mekadesh. Okay? Even though the sakin is mekadesh by the neck of the animal. Hader mekachelei bekli sharis. So too, we go ahead and we mekadesh it in a kli sharis. Okay? That's what the Gemara in Sota says. The blood needed for the zrika is needed a second kiddush. A kiddush in the kli sharis, the receiving bowl. So you have two kiddushim, two sanctifications when it comes to the animal's blood. One is achieved by the shechita itself, presumably. That's what the Gemara is saying. And the second kedusha is chal at the point of receiving in the kli sharis, reception in the bowl. So if we're going to argue that the shechita causes the kiddush of the blood, that the knife is able to cause the blood to come out, then why do you need Kiddush with the Kli Sharis? Why do you need two? Where do you ever have this? Do you need a second Mekadesh?
Like, Iroi Kli Rishon is not the same as Kli Sheni, or...
Therefore what?
I mean, reception of a liquid is not necessarily, is an additional thing.
You're saying it's Tosefes Kedusha.
It's Tosefes Kedusha.
The primary Kedusha was the knife? You want to say it's Tosefes Kedusha. Okay, hold your definition. Tosefes Kedusha. Could be. Okay. So there's a separate machlokas right away whether you need the sakin, the knife. Do you need the knife to be a kli sharis? Do you need the knife to be one of the special anointed kalim in the base of Megdish? Do you need it to be a kli sharis? So if you look at Tosfos and Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, it's Tosfos Kotshe. It's that first Tosfos there with the bracket. Okay, here he quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim right at the top. Right, because the parak begins, Ezehu Makoman, Kotshe Kotshim, Shchitas Betzafon. The Shchitas Kotshe was in the north. Ha Rabbeinu Ephraim, Haya Medakting Mikan, Delo Be'in and Sakin B'Shchita. Rabbeinu Ephraim was showing you that you see from here that you don't need the knife in the Shchita. Look in the footnote over there, Chaf Beis. You don't need to be a Kli Sharis, the Ksav Yad has. Doesn't need to be one of the special Kalim. Of course you need a knife. You don't need to be a Kli Sharis. Midalo Ketani Shchitosun B'Kli Sharis B'Tzafon. Since it doesn't say that the Shchita should be with the Kli Sharis in the north, it says Shchita do it in the north. Right? Why would you think that? Because by the other ones it does say that. By the Kabbalah and the Kibul Daman, it says B'Kli Sharis B'Tzafon. So this doesn't say with the Kli Sharis and the Tzafon. So Tosfos Shitas Rabbeinu Ephraim seems to be that you don't need the, what's it called? The Kli Sharis, the knife to be a Kli Sharis over here. Look at Chulin, Gimel Amid Aleph. Next page. I can do this all the time, just like this. Finally, right? It took over a couple of years to figure out how to do my own comments. All right. Gimel Amid Aleph. You have your Tosfos Kagon. Look at the top two lines, and you're done. Vayim tomar veheki yishchot bekromis. How could you use a kromis shalkana v'ha be'inan kli? You need something which has a kli. Kromis shalkana was like a Rashi says pshute kliyates. Pshute kliyates, Rashi says. Yeah, read. So and was never makabel tuma. So the Gemara, so Tosfos says vayim tomar veheki yishchot bekromis shalkana v'ha be'inan kli. You need it to be a kli. So the answers of Tosfos go through geheka timtzus how you get it to be a. How you get it to be a kli. Okay? He quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim again, maybe with this Tosfos. But alright, Tosfos gets the idea that even though it doesn't need to be a kli sharis, it still needs to be a shame kli. Even though it doesn't need to be a shame kli sharis, it still needs to have a shame kli. Forget the fact that it needs to be shame kli. Wait. You see, it doesn't need to be a kli sharis. Okay? Tosfos is bothered why don't you need a kli? Not why you don't need a kli sharis. It's bothering him is why you need a kli. Not any klisharis. That's what's bothering him. And he quotes Shita Rabbeinu Ephraim in the middle, anyways, if you're questioning my inference. But you go back to the last page. Look on the bottom. I think where we were before. Yeah, Shita Megwetz is bottom right. Okay, Vahai. Vahai, the love of Shita's klisharis, but Safa, Mishum de Pshitale, the Bechol klisharis. Kibem Tzedvara, Paulin Vahai, the low Tanan, Hacha, the Shchitas, the Klisharis, with Safon. Why? Mishum de Pshitale, the Bechol Ha'avodas Be'in and Klisharis. Vechite, Malamatam, the Kibel Damit. So why the other ones say the Klisharis? Low Dami, why? Elamishum de Boishia, Klisharis, Kula, with Safon, Lafuki, the Aviruba, with Darum. Avashas Shchita, Eno Tzarech, Li Yosa Sakin, Kula, with Safon. Dafilu imasakin ruva bedarum raksha shochet b'miut asakim sofon kshera. V'gamiu emes lo be'inan klisharis. He's in the bottom line. Is however the truth is you don't need a klisharis. The raya is from Tosefta in Menachos. Now here's the point. Fourth wide line in the Rishita Mikubetzes at the end. Ve'eno rotze lomar te'eno te'una klimamish shaharei ba'ola toen kli. I can't read that. Vigach machels, yeah, good. Ela de'ena tuan klisharis, kamar. You don't need a klisharis. And if you should ask, the maishna shchita meshara vodas, so he says, v'chema tzinu mishum de kshera bazar. Right, that's kosher bazar. So then the problem with that is belila, by the menachos, the belila, the mixture, that's kosher bazar, and yet it needs klisharis. Okay, so he deals with that. Shita Mekubetzes is dealing with this question. But the part that he just got rid of is the answer for many people. Ramban, for example. Ramban Anchulin says, did I want to put here? Ramban Anchulin says straight out. No, it's not here. Ramban Anchulin says, that's your reason. Because it's kosher bazaar, that's why you don't need a klisharis. That's exactly why you don't need a klisharis for the shechita. The same Tosfos that quoted you, Rabbi Ephraim, by the way, Rabbeinu Ephraim, that long Tosfos in Zvachim 47a, holds at the end of the day that you do need a klisharis. So you have Machlokis, Rabbeinu Ephraim, and Rabbeinu Tam, or whatever it is, or Bali Tosfos, that you do need a klisharis. But Shitas Rabbeinu Ephraim is something that's discussed a lot throughout Shas. So look at Sota. Go to Sota. Yud Dalet Amud Beis. You have to go back to get to it because we got to that page already. That's two back. Next time I got to put page numbers. I got to do this and put page numbers. I never got it perfectly right. And we never said at the end, that was a great Maamar Kolan. Okay. Look at the bottom. You see over there the Rashi, two lines on the bottom? Sakein have a klei sharis. Tanya, because we learned the Braisa. Kol akelim sha'osa Moshe mishichoson mekashson. That the Meshicha was the Mekadish, Mekan ve'elach avodasan mechancha. But from here on in, the way to Mekadish something is the avoda itself, is the chinuch, is the Mekadish for that kli. Meaning, how does the knife become Mekudash? So the avodas hashchita, that's what's Mekadish the knife. The avodas hashchita is what's Mekadish the knife. You see? What? That's the first time, because that's what makes it a klisharis from then on in. But what you see from here, according to Rashi, that you do need a klisharis. So you see, you have Rabbeinu Ephraim, what you have now is tag team. You have Rabbeinu Ephraim in the Shita Mekubetzes versus the second opinion in Tosus and along with Rashi. Okay? So I'll spend a couple minutes on Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Evin HaAzel, right, we're at Tzvi Pesach, Frank. The Evin HaAzel, Maisa Korbanos, gives a Hezber in Rabbeinu Ephraim. He says the following. Remember, Rabbeinu Ephraim is the one who says you don't need a klisharis. He says, you know you don't need a klisharis? Since the animal already has a kedushas haguf. Why does the animal already have a kedushas haguf? You're mafreshit. You're mafreshit mekadoshit. There's no need for kedushas klisharis at shchita. You understand? It already got its kiddush. What about the sanctification of the blood? That's when you put it in the klisharis. That's when you get it in the Kabbalah's klisharis, in the bowl. That's the pshat over there. So the pshat in Rabbeinu Ephraim is that the reason why the shchita does not need to be with the klisharis is because essentially you already were mekadesh the animal, verbally. What about the blood? The blood's going to be mekadesh when it goes in the bowl. It's taken care of. That's the Evin HaAzel's pshat in Rabbeinu Ephraim. Okay, that's pshat in Rabbeinu Ephraim.
Sorry, one more time.
He's saying that you don't need... It's okay. The reason why you don't need a klisharis for the shechita is because it already received kiddush from the verbification, from the specification. I'm setting this aside as a... It already got it. Now, what about the blood? What's going to mekadesh the blood? That's the bowl it's going to go into. Remember we said before is the second kiddush, the klisharis? The bowl that receives it, that'll be the kiddush. Why does shechita need to be with the klisharis? There's no need now. It's not imparting. It's not imparting anything. So.
And why does the blood even need the bowl if the blood is part of the goof?
Okay, you could say once it came out from it, it needs its own kiddush, its separate entity. Right, good, you're right. You see that it needed a further sanctification because the zrikos adam, that avoda, is an avoda. Maybe the shechita is not considered part of the avodas. That's what we have to see. Shechita lav avoda, what's pshat in that? Okay, so I have here from the Grizz. I'm going to quote you from the Brisker Rav, his own approach to this sugya. Okay, the Grizz says like this. Okay, Liyishuv Das Rabbeinu Ephraim. To solve Rabbeinu Ephraim, to explain him. Yesh Lomar. Shahakoach hamakadesh. Okay, follow carefully. This is Briskerov is difficult in all of Kachim. Shahakoach hamakadesh bekidush hadam. The koach of makadesh by the sanctification of the blood. Lo nase mikoach kedusha sakin kekle sharis. Ela mikoach maisa hashchita atzmo shemakadesh hadam. L'chein ein tzorech sha'asakin ye klisharis l'tzorech chalos ha'kiddush. The maisa shchita itself is the knife isn't causing the kedusha. It's the maisa shchita itself which is causing the kedusha. So how do you explain the other side? So says the Briskerov sha'af l'das ha'tosvus v'siyaso in his entourage. Shesovrim shashchita ton sakin shel kli sharis, ena bir shakli sharis atzmo mekadesh es adam kederek shemekachim mincha by putting in the kli sharis. Ela af letosvus v'siyaso shesakin zogel kli sharis. Hayu shamaisa avoda hanase bekli sharis hu amekadesh es adam. Even according to the ones who demand the kli sharis, they never believed for a moment that it was the knife that was causing the kedusha. It was the avoda of cutting the animal, of getting the blood into the pot. That's where the chalos kedusha is. Chazanish says it more straight out. Okay, I have from the Chazanish, and I'm putting this in your packet. Chazanish says like this, Sha'al yedei sha'ashchita hi avoda. Since the shchita itself is an avoda, that's already a chock full statement. Since the shchita is an avoda, umotzia hadam, Mitosef kedusha bedam, it adds kedusha onto the dam. V'lo yitachem lafarish shasakin mamish mekadesh adam. It's not the knife that's mekadesh the dam. Lefi she'ein hasakin nogea bedam klal. The sakin isn't touching the blood at all. It's not touching the blood at all. Ela hasakin rak mishamish. The knife just helps in the shchita in cutting the simanim so that the blood can get out of the veridin. And therefore, there you have your kiddush. It's by the maisa avodas hashchita is causing the kiddush, and not the knife is a tanai in the shchita. How do I get to it? I need a knife. That's good. A shame kli, or according to Tosos, I need one that's kli sharis. But it's not the thing that's causing the chalos kedusha. That's the briskerov and the chazanish. Okay.
For the dam. Is the kli sharis, is that held by someone or it's just sitting? Resting
the Kabbalah Saddam?
In Kabbalah Saddam, yeah.
The Kabbalah Saddam into the bowl was held by Kohen.
So is the Kedusha from the bowl itself? Or from the
Kli Sharis Mekadesh?
Or from the
No, the Kli, not the Amaisa Hagbah. The Kli Sharis was Mekadesh over there. Okay. Now the Keren Ora. See, I gave you the Eben Ozel and a variation of that from the Briskerov and the Chazanish. The Keren Ora disagreed with their Pshat. This Karen Ora is in Sota Yud Dalet Amud Beis. He disagrees. It's not in the packet. He says that some say from the fact that the Shechita has to be Dafka in the Azara. Dafka in the Azara. For since the knife is from the Kli Sharis, and the knife is Mekadesh the blood, and we know from Zvachim, he says 87a, Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, that Kli Sharis is only Mekadesh Bifnim. Meaning from the fact that the Shechita has to be done in the Azara. Why is that? That's a function of Kli Sharis is only Mekadesh Bifnim. And that's why it has to be done in the Azara. That's the Keren Ora says. Keren Ora says to everyone, it needs a Kli Sharis. And the proof that it needs a Kli Sharis, meaning, of course, Rabbeinu Ephraim says no Kli Sharis. Keren Ora is an Achron. What he's saying, according to those who say it needs a Kli Sharis, it's because it is the Mekadesh. And the rule, because why would the Shechita need to be done in the Azara? Why does it need to be done Bifnim? It needs to be done Bifnim because the Kli Sharis that's working on it can only be Mekadesh Bifnim. So the Keren Ora argues that the Sakin is Mekadesh. The Sakin is the Mekadesh. He's a lone ranger on that, by the way. He's really a lone ranger from all the Achronim who would say that. That's, I think, the answer. The answer is, the Keren Ora is simply, the reason it needs to be Bifnim is because the Avoda is Mekadesh, and an Avoda is only Mekadesh if it's Bifnim. Yes, a Kli Sharis is only Mekadesh Bifnim, but so is an Avoda only Mekadesh Bifnim. Right? I mean,
it's not a chicken egg, it's like a situation.
Which is the chicken, which is the egg? That's the question. Yeah? Oh! Okay. So that's the split. Let's review what we've done. What we've done so far, I try to make a chart right ahead of time. What we just done is we're talking about is the Maisa Shechita by Kochim anything special and different than Chulin, and we argue that it is because according to Rashi it's got to be able to be Motzi the Dam, and we saw the Nafkamin that halachically whether Shechita's Kolam Afrekas is good or not from the Nekudas Hakesef, the Shach the Nekudas Hakesef. After that we went to the issue of understanding of. If we're going to argue that the Shechita by Kochim is something special, we went to the question of, well, how special is it? How special is it? Is the Shechita itself a Mekadesh or not? And then we said, let's get more specific. What's the main part of the Shechita? The fact that the knife is cutting. What's the role of the Sakin? Does the Sakin need to be a Kli Sharis? You have Machlokas, Rabbeinu Ephraim, and others. And there we saw Machlokas when they need the Sakin. Within that, what's that machlokas? What's the hezber in that machlokas? Well, we saw machlokas in the hezber of the machlokas. We saw chazanish the griz versus over here the Keren Ora versus the Keren Ora. I have in my shelves a sefer called the Zera Avram. The Zera Avram was written by Rav Luftover. I think it was the Talmud of Rav Nachum Zemba. Apparently Rav Nachum Zemba. Let's just say it like this: Rav Nachum Zemba was maybe the gon of his generation. And lost almost everything in the wars. In the many wars, we've lost almost everything of Menachem Zemba. We almost have nothing. One of the most important pieces that we have left of him is a carryover from his Talmud in the Zera Avram. It's a beautiful sefer. It's correspondences between him and Menachem Zemba. So I have that sefer on the shelf. I always check it because I'm always waiting for the sugya to break it out for. We broke it out for a little bit, I think, by Dichoy. I threw in a little Zera Avram there by Dichoy. But there comes a Zera Avram here again. He wants to bring a proof that the Kiddush, which is chal by the Shechita, is not from the din of Kli Sharis Mekadesh. Not Kli Sharis Kiddush. It's not. What's his proof? Great proof. From the Gemara in Zvachim, Chuf Chaf Amin Aleph. By the way, if you need a sefer for the Wayu Swarm sale, Zer Avram. So, Chuf Chuf Amin Aleph. Kuf Chaf Amin Aleph. I think there's a lot on Zvachim there, don't worry. Kuf Chaf Amin Aleph.
Zvachim, all right, not power.
Sha'olas Bamas Yachid. Olas Bamas Yachid, Sha'shachta Babama Kitana, Vehichnisa Labama Gedola. Kaltua mechitzas umakriva lechachila babama megidola.
The end of the Gemara. Yeah.
Right. The Gemara clearly says in Zvachim, Kuf Yud Gimel Aleph, there is no kli sharis by anything done on the Bama Katana.
Right.
Bama Katana had no kli sharis. If Kiddush of Shechita is toloy in kli sharis, how could we ever have a hechatimtza that allowed for Shechita on a Bama Katana? How could we ever? And you might argue Bama Kitana is a special time, the fact that Gemara says you could take from the Bama Kitana and suddenly someone builds a Beis Hamikdash and finish up on the Bama Gedola or go and take it indoors, meaning it's a full-fledged real Shechita. It's not a fake Shechita. It's a real Shechita. How could it be a real Shechita on the Bama Kitana if there's no such thing as Kli Sharis by the Bama Kitana? The Bama Kitana didn't have Shechita but Kli Sharis. If that's the case, and we know the Shechita can be done by Bama Kitana, says the Zera Avram, you have a proof that the Kiddush of Shechita was never out the din of Kli Sharis. It was not midin Kli Sharis. That's what he says. That's the Zera Avram. Okay? Fine. Good. I'm only going to mention it now because Mr. Bank says he doesn't like Taharas. Mr. Bank says he dreads Taharas. So because of that, I'm going to mention this. I wasn't going to mention it. Now I'm going to get you.
Nobody learns Taharas.
Go turn the next page. Mila. We're going to do a little Taharas. A little treat to you, Mr. Banks, tonight. Testament Aleph. Okay, here we go. Testament Aleph, I have the arrow there in the middle by the Mishnah. Says over here, that the Mishnah says that the shtei alechem and the lechem upon him, right? Kevan shekarmu peneim betanur, since the face became burnt in the oven, huchsheru lifsol, it becomes now prepared to be pasul in tuma with a tful yom who comes in contact with it, or a mechuser kiporim who comes in contact with it. So Rashi there, you see Rashi Divar Maskil Karmu? Karmu Ptenur, it's the fifth wide line. So Rashi there says, Karmu Paneim, what's Karmu mean? I thought it originally meant like burnt. No, wow. It's Techilas Asiyasan. It's the beginning stages of it being made. At that point, it's Choshuv Lahakshrit to be puzzled, but Tfulyom. What, like what? Here's the key line in Rashi. Kamo Shchitas Koche Kochim. Just like by Shchitas Koche Kochim. What in the world is the tzushtel between the two? Between the two. So, the what you see from here is that the tikkun halechem, the preparing of the bread, works to mekadesh it. The preparing of the bread works to mekadesh the bread. That's clear from it here. I think the point is, the connection to kochim is that what prepares the animal? What prepares the animal? The shechita. So the shechita is that which is mukshar. It's mesakein and mukshar. It prepares the animal itself to gavoa, for the base of midrash. It's the preparatory act. And therefore, it'll be mekadesh, even if you hold it doesn't need a kli sharis. You hear that? According to Rashi in Me'ila. Rashi in Me'ila, who wants to say that the act of burning the lechem upon him, the original tzchia, the preparing it, is what's machshirit for tumma, just like kochim is, like what? Just like kochim. just like, I think the pshat is, just like by kachim, the shechita is machshirit. It readies it for kedushas gavoa. And therefore, you see, even there's no klisharis. It becomes ready lagavoa. It's makadesh. The hechsher's makadesh. That's the point I want to make. If someone asks you on a game show, a trivia game show, where do we find that the being machshir something is makadesh? The machshir is the trigger. You find it by the lechem upon him, and you find it over here by the what's it called? By the kachim, the shechita, the kachim. The preparatory act of something is an act of kedusha itself. All right, you have great musa from here. You can use it for a shmuz. I'll put it in my files. That the preparation is an act of chalos kedusha. The preparation. That's good for a Shabbos Hagadol drasha.
In what sense is it hechsher then?
You're machsher it now for the blood to be sprinkled, the kapara to be achieved, so on and so forth. You've machsher the rest of the process. That's the hechsher. What did you do by the lechem upon him? There was no sanctification there. You burnt the thing. You cooked. You started to heat it up. The hechsher is the mekadesh. I think it's a great connection there in the Rashi. That's an important point to make. That's an important point. Okay, in all of this, you always have to ask yourself, what's pshat in the Rambam, right? With all this fancy stuff, you always got to stop and ask yourself, what does the Rambam hold in all this? So let's turn to the Rambam, Maisa Korbanos. Next page, yeah. Should have found the Tzur Sadaf page once we already had nice pages going here. Kol hazvachim, Rambam says, Maisa Korbanos, Kol hazvachim ein shochten oso lechachila ela besakin mekli sharis. Lechachila, use a sakin of a kli sharis. But b'dievet, it's not ma'akev. Good? That's the Rambam. What does that mean? Lechachila, use a kli sharis. B'dievet, no. Was it a suffix? Suffix derives to Lechumra, no. Lechora. So one pshat in the Rambam, I think quite simply, is just to apply the Chazon Ish to the Rambam. Remember the Svar of the Chazon Ish before, that it's just one of the parts of the Avodas HaShechita. The knife is just one of the Tanayim in the Avodas HaShechita. It's one of the parts of the Avodas HaShechita, but it's not what's Mekadesh the Dam. What the Rambam could be getting at of Lechachila versus Bidyevit here is not the colloquial, is to understand Lechachila. Why? Because you want all the Tanayim that you normally have in Shechita. You want all the Tanayim in Shechita's Kachim here. But Bidyevit, it's fine because it's not the real Mekadesh. That's, I think, Lechachila Bidyevit. You can take the Chazon Ish and read it right into this Rambam. The Lechachila, you want all the Tanayim of Shechita's Kachim. But Bidyevit, it's fine. Why? Because it's not the Mekadesh. It's mamish, not the Mekadesh.
You don't want this Shechita and Kachim to be less than Shechita's Chulin.
That's why it's Lechachila. Oh, that's why it's Lechachila to have it. You have these extra Tanayim that make it special. You don't want to make it worse. And the bottom line is it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. Not because of Suffolk. It's going to be fine because it's not the Mekadesh. A second pshat in the Rambam, second possible pshat in the Rambam, is that this isn't Lechachila and Bidyevit like we normally have throughout, you know, Jewish sources. Rather, it's tier one, tier two. You have that by Ger Cotton, the Sugya by Ger Cotton. They explain that in Tosis. Tier one, tier two. What? Lechachila, it's part of the Seder Ahavoda. Lechachila, it's part, that's tier one. To do this, I'll Seder Ha'avoda. Remember, we have a whole process here, an order, which way you go, how you're supposed to do it. That's a Seder Avoda. And part of the Seder Avoda is for the Kli Sharis to Makadesh the blood. Therefore, it makes sense. You need to have that knife to do it. But if the knife is not a Kli Sharis, you could still Makadesh the blood at the second stage of the Avoda, when it's in the bowl. That's the Lechachilim B'dievet. The Lechachilim B'dievet here is that tier one, The Avodas HaKorban is that you want to be Mekadesh by the Shechita, and you need a Kli Sharis, and you need to Mekadesh it. B'dieved, it's not that you're supposed to skip out on a Kli Sharis, but if you didn't have it, you know why you're okay? Because the Mekadesh could also happen further along. We'll take it further along. We'll take it by stage two, when you get to the receiving in the Kabbalah Saddam, in the bowl itself. We'll take it over there. We'll accept that. That'll be acceptable. You understand it's a different pshat. Chazanish, the way we were saying in the Chazanish before, is that no, the first stage is not Mekadesh. You want it as one of the Tanai Shechita's Kachim, or to make it more Mu'ulav from a regular Shechita's Chulin. The second way of looking at it over here, this second pshat in the Rambam, is saying, no, it is a Mekadesh. It's a tier 1 Mekadesh. If you miss tier 1 Mekadesh, we'll take a tier 2 Mekadesh. You still need it because there's Nitosef Kiddush after it's being separate from the animal, fine, so on and
right,
so forth.
It would undermine if you had a regular bowl.
Right, yes. But you still see that there's two stages of Kiddusha being imparted. Okay, that's second pshat in the Rambam. Third pshat in the Rambam, I thought possibly, is that there's two Dinei Shechita. There's two Dinei Shechita here. There's Shechita Kachim, and for that you need a Klisharis. Rambam's telling you, you can also just get Shechitas Chulin. B'di'evet, you can get Shechitas Chulin and then just continue the process in Kedusha. Get the rest of the part in Kedusha. You could do this Shechita as a special Shechitas Kachim, or you could do it as a Shechitas Chulin. Which one do you want? L'chachil, let's do a Shechitas Kachim. B'di'evet, we'll take a Shechitas Chulin because we'll do something else later on.
How is that different from
the first pshat? The first pshat, I think, was saying is that the first one, it's just focusing on what is the real Mekadesh and what is a Tanai in Shechita. This third way of looking at it, I think, is looking at it as there's two things you want. There's Shechitas Chulin and Shechitas Kachim. And by doing the Sakin, you get Shechitas Kachim. There you're not getting, it's saying you're just getting, it's just labeling, it's identifying it differently. That's what it's doing. I think there's a three ways to read the Rambam. Go ahead.
Even if you do Shechitas Chulin, the behemoth winds up with blood and Shechita, etc.
Yeah.
Right.
So you win the best. You can get the Kedusha later on. Right. It's a little similar.
Like matzah, which is shmura from earlier on,
right.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Right.
But even if it's Mishas Tzira, yeah, it's still okay.
You hold my paper, right?
Okay. There's a Ritva in Chulin Gimel Med Aleph. It's not in the packet. The Ritva in Chulin Gimel Med Aleph, he has an in-between sheet, a strange in-between sheet to hear. So we saw the general pshat, Tosfos, Rabbeinu Ephraim. We saw the Rambam. Ritva says, Shechita b'kli sharis is mekadesh b'miktsas. It's a different way of looking at it. It's the Tchilas HaKiddush. And the Kabbalah and the Klisharis is the Gemar HaKiddush. It's the clincher. We never said that, not once. We looked at always as two. Why do I need both? Or the first one's not really. It is, but the second one's adding. It's not adding. It's the Gemar. One's the Tchilas, and one's the Gemar in the Talich of Kedusha. What's Pshat there? What is that? Where do you have that? So I thought the Pshat there is simple. What's the Pshat? Since Shechita's Kosher Bazaar, and it has many leniencies in it, vis-a-vis, separate from the rest of the avodas, you see it's not powerful enough to create a full kedusha. It doesn't have the oomph to create a solid nakat, you know, sakatuya kedusha. This is, by the way, how I got to the sugya from Akum, from Goy.
Oh.
Part of the svara by Goy, whether or not he's good or not, is whether or not his kedusha that he does by the animal is powerful enough to create a full-fledged kedusha. And that's what creates all the discrepancies between whether his shchit is good, this good, what's good when he's mekadesh. But this same idea, that the Kiddush that's done by Shechita, since it's kosher bazaar, it's not powerful, it's not potent enough, it's too mundane. And therefore, it's just the beginning of the process. And that's why you needed that second part, the Kibul in the Klisharis. That's why you needed the Kibul in the Klisharis to be Gomer the process. Okay? How much more time do we have? 10 minutes. Wow. And that was part one. There was two parts to my share tonight. That was part one. Part two. I want to talk about the line that comes up throughout Kachim, which is Shechita lav avoda. Shechita is not an avoda. It comes up in Svachim Yudalim Abeis, Menachas Vavam Abeis, Shechita lav avoda. So there are many different explanations in the Rishonim as to what does it mean Shechita lav avoda. Look at Svachim Yudalim Abeis. Here I forgot to put the lines, but already you have the page. Rashi Divra Maschil Umeshane. Zvachim Yedalid Amud Be'Hisvachim.
Can you start by defining the word avoda?
What? Yeah, no, that's the problem. I can't start with that word. Avoda just means service.
I understand.
But that's going to be the whole thing. Umeshani shchita lav avodahi mide achsheru ba kol apsulim. Since we allowed all the psulim to work by it. Right, all the vagabonds. Okay, you look at Lamed Alpha Mabez, you'll see all the psulim. Aval mide dehava avoda. But something which is an avoda and can't be removed is going to be possible bizarre. It's called not an avoda, is since it's kosher by all the psulim. Okay, that's why it's called lav avoda. Okay, that's the pshat why it's called lav avoda. Understand? Because it's possible bizarre, it's missing something. Again, that's
kosher
like
bizarre.
Kosher bizarre. I mean, yeah, kosher bizarre, it's missing something. Okay, look now at Tosus Divra Maschil Haga. Haga in the you know Rashi Shchitas Lavavodei Perish Bekuntres, because we find me the actual about Kol Apsulim.
Can you turn that over and say that's what an avoda is? Something which
possibly,
yeah.
Possibly, but Tosus doesn't like this. V'ef Shalomer Kane to Ahachshir Bazar Gufa Maisi Lahacha Per Kama De Menachos. Nope, that's the whole heter. The whole discussion of Kshera Bazar is not pilpling on whether it's an avoda or not. It's saying, regardless of Shechita, there's a special kula by Shechita that it allows a zar. It shouldn't affect whether it's an avoda or not, because that discussion is on top of, it's external to the identity of Shechita. The whole discussion here is showing you there's a special heter by Shechita. It wouldn't need a special heter. If it was never an avoda, you would never have a sugi to discuss whether it's kosher bazaar. Yes, no, what's the pasuk? Where do I know? It's not an avoda, it's kosher bazaar. So Tosafot says, when the fact is a whole give and take and back and forth in the sugya, shows you that, and there's kashus in the Gemara, shows you that that can't be the pshat over here. Okay? He says, rather, if I want to sharpen Rashi, umihu yesh liyashif perusho dekaven de bishum makom lo boy kohen b'shchita lav avodahi. Since in no place does a kohen need to do a shchita, it's not considered an avoda. Since you don't need the kohen in the shchita, that's why it's not an avodahi. And therefore, he's just twisting it a little bit, Rashi, to fix him. But you can tell he's not happy with Rashi. Since you don't need the Kohen, it makes it not labeled as an Avoda. He then quotes, this is very important, Rabbeinu Yaakov de Orleans, Mefarish Lav Avoda. You know he explains Lav Avoda? Lefisha Shova Bechulin. It's the same thing as Chulin. Ubekochim. Imkein Lav Mitam Avoda Tziva Makom Shchita. Hashem, therefore, did not command shchita alts kochim, or avoda, but alts what's required of an animal by chulin. Tosus is own pshat, v'li nira lav avodahi, kidem akshir l'kam perek sheni, omid bedarom, v'hoshiel b'tzafon, v'shachot b'kotche kochim, makabel, posel, darshinen oso b'tzafon, v'lo shachot b'tzafon. It needs to be in the north. The shechter doesn't need to be in the north. From the fact the Shechter could stand anywhere, that's what makes it Lav Avoda. Three and a half pshatim here. Rashi we saw, Tosis correction of Rashi, Rabbi Yaakov the Rima Orleans, and then this last pshat of Tosis. Okay. What's pshat in Rashi? What's pshat? Let's deal with Rashi first. How much more time we got? Okay, we got a couple minutes. What's pshat in Rashi? So I'll give you the Achronim's reading of Rashi. First, the Merome Soda. Sefer on Kochim. They have on many Gemaras. Merome Soda says, this is exact Lashon. Yeah. V'chol ahavoda shenase bli atanayim. Any avoda which is done without all the tanayim that are usually needed, which are usually machshir something, chal psul b'kdushas hakrava. is going to cause a psul in the sanctity of the hakrava itself. It says, therefore, umishum kach sova Rashi, shekol ze dafka la'achar ha-shchita, shehi po'eles et chalos kedusha ha-krova, but kodem ha-shchita, lo nigmara kedusha zu. And therefore, it's not shayach to have a psul b'shchita, kevan shekedushas korban chala, rak al yedei ha-shchita. It's not called an avoda yet, he's saying in Shitas Rashi, because the Kedusha hasn't fully kicked in yet until after the Shechita. And therefore, it's not an Avoda. It's an Avoda, yes, but it's not an Avoda in the sense that all Avodas need to be while the animal's in a state of full-fledged Kedusha.
Well, you can take the whole thing further because yeah. Taina by Shechita's Chulin, is it a Masher or a Matya? There's a lot of conversation about that. Just what Shechita is in a normal behemoth.
Yeah.
What's the alumnus of it?
Right. Exactly. So I'm running out of time. I'll go down to the Rima Orleans. That's the one, the most fascinating one to me. The Rima Orleans. Rima Orleans said again, he said over here, Rima Orleans, Mefarsh Lava Vodahi, because it's the same thing. Chulin and Kochim is the same thing. Wild pshat. So.
Yeah, but really, Bipshitas it is. He's not wrong. It is the same thing.
Oh. The simple way of reading him, even though it's not, it's why, hey, we saw Mafrekis and this and Motzi Adam. So a simple way for a Pashtun to read Rav Yaakov Marlins is I would add one word in there. I would add one word in reading Rav Yaakov Marlins. We already, here. Rav Yaakov Marlins. Mefarsh la avodah lefi sheshaveh v'chulin v'kochim. Sheshaveh, they're not the same. Chas v'shalom shchitas kochim is the same as shchitas chulin. Sheshaveh pu'ulosan. The actions that are required are the same. They're not the same. We know they're not the same. When you shecht a piece of chicken, I don't make it kaddish. That's not what he's saying. What he's saying is lava voda means that it's the pool is the same. It's nothing unique. The behaviors are nothing unique. The results are for sure unique. The results are fabulous. But the actions themselves are nothing unique. Are nothing unique per se. Are nothing unique per se. There are some achronim who want to say that the Rav Yaakov Orleans is being very literal. The mamish, there's no difference, and the whole purpose of shchitas kochim is just to be matir eiver menachai. It's just to matir the isser of eiver menachai, just like by shchitas kulin. That's it. There are some who do that. The reason, the one who attacks it the most is the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes is a strong kasha. The Sfas Emes is in his commentary to Shas and Menachas Eim and Aleph. The Sfas Emes says, we find many dinim that are specific to Shechitas Kochim. Not just the fancy Nekudas Akesa from before with the Mafrekis. You find many. For example, the distinction of whether you need Klei Sharis or not. That's one unique point. Number two, Misasek by Shechitas Kulin is Kosher. Misasek by Kochim is not. We learned that was one of our second or third sugis, Mem Zayin Amad Aleph. Another one is according to Rabbi Akiva, Chulin Yud Zayin Amad Aleph, Bnei Yisrael wasn't commanded on Shechita in the Midbar.
Right.
And they were able to eat basar, you know, free-range basar. But Kochim, they needed dafke Shechita.
Well, that depends how you learn commanded.
But that's Rabbi Akiva. That's Chulin Yud Zayin. That's Rabbi Akiva Shechita, at least. Okay, so you have, the Rav has as follows. There's two dinim in Shechita. One is Shechita's Chulin, and two, Shechita's Kochim. It has both elements, Rav Yaakov Orleans is saying. To answer the Sfas Emes beautifully. Even if you take Rav Yaakov Orleans literally, that it's like Shechitas Chulin, it means there's two components, there's Shechitas Kochim and Shechitas Chulin aspect. There's a major aspect of it that is Shechitas Chulin, and therefore it overlaps. Are there components that make it unique and separate? Of course, but that's another side. Like we said before, remember the Rambam? Rav Soloveitchik would fit nicely with the Rambam. Remember in the Rambam, what's his tier 1, tier 2? There's Shechitas Chulin, there's Shechitas Kochim, and if you don't get that, you get the Shechitas Chulin. There's both elements, and Rav Yaakov Marlins is saying, since there's a Shechitas Chulin element in it, fine, Dayenu. That's going to be enough. Then we saw there's one more pshat in the Tosis, but we're not going to have time. We're not going to have time. So what does it mean? It's lava voda, shchita, lava, you know, shchita's lava voda hi. We're not going to have time. There's multiple shitas, and I understand that. But just give you one, for example. The Chazon Yecheskel, as a sefer on the Tosefta's, Chazon Yecheskel says, it's not begeder sherus, service. It's not begeder, there are things that are part of official service and things you need to do. What's the nafkamina? He has nafkaminas between the two. That's what it means by not being avoda. Or another pshat is that it's not intrinsic to the act, the thing's intrinsic to the result. Results you need to achieve. But as far as the actions themselves, meaning lu yitsuyu, you could produce the same results without doing any of this. You could snap, for example, and get all the same results somehow magically, it'd be fine. That wouldn't be the case by the other avodas. That's what it means, shchita lav avodahi. Okay, that's what it means. All right, there's many different mahalchim and pshatim, but that's basically the sugya of shchita bekachim. All right, we'll stop there for now.
All right.